Welcome to today's Listen and Learn Real Estate session called 17 Ways to Improve Your Listing Skills. Suppose you're competing for two listings priced at 1.3 and 1.6 million. Your competition is the other 1,200 agents in your company, and the client is your company's founder. He plans to give the listings to the two top agents. What would you do to get on these two listings? A number of years ago, I was one of three listing agents on a Beverly Hills subdivision called the Summit above Beverly Hills. Jack Douglas, who was my boss as well as the founder of the company, was building two new homes that would be priced at $1.3 and $1.6 million. He was planning on listing them with the two top agents in the company. I really believed that I could do a better job of selling the property since I was one of the agents who was actually on site and we still had over 50 lots for sale. That wasn't a good enough reason, however. To compete against the two top performers in the company, I put together a detailed marketing plan. After seeing it, Mr. Douglas put me on the listings along with those other two top producers. If I were competing against you today for these listings, here's what I would tell my boss about how I would market his properties. How many of these 17 services do you offer when you list a property? First, I would begin by emphasizing that this is my premium marketing plan that helps the sellers obtain the maximum price through maximum exposure to the marketplace. I also charge a full commission for these services. So let's begin with the seven traditional marketing strategies, and the first four of these are known as the four P's, which is what most brokers do. This begins again with what all brokers do. They put a sign in the front yard, they put the listing on the MLS, they put it in the newspaper, and they post the listing online. The fifth P for these people is pray that the property sells. Here's step number two. Hold a broker's open house, and you always serve food because that attracts the agents. If you feed them, they will come. Tip number three. Hold a traditional open house where the invitations go out to the neighbors to join us for refreshments. On luxury properties, the open house might be coupled with a wine tasting from a local winery or store, a showing of a local artist's work, or a charitable fundraiser for a major charity. Tip number four, choose your new neighbor's postcard campaign. Many agents send out just listed cards. Just listed cards are great for promoting your company's brand because most people don't remember who the agent was. A better approach is to send out just sold cards because this says that you did your job. In this case, I would offer to do both types. In addition to just listed cards, I would do a follow-up postcard campaign that asks, do you know someone who would be a great new neighbor? I would use a fun graphic and include an invitation for a private preview of the property. Neighbors can be excellent sources of potential buyers, as well as a source for more listing leads. Tip number five, use a 1-800 call capture system. These are sometimes called interactive voice response systems. Up to 90% of all calls coming into most brokers' offices are lost because the person answering the phone cannot obtain the caller's number. In contrast, 1-800 call capture systems allow the agent to obtain accurate phone numbers for up to 95% of the people who call on their listings. Many of these services also provide SMS, that's text messaging, or QR codes as well. Tip number six, I would arrange for an architectural photographer to photograph the property as well as a professional videographer if the listing was a luxury property. If not, it still pays to shoot professional quality photos whenever possible. Tip number seven, use the local marketing data to create a home book or a slideshow for your iPad for open houses and showings. What this approach does is it shows other houses, or you could use the comparable sales, but you can also use the houses that are currently available that are not open that day. You do not want to give out the addresses, but you can let people see the insides based upon what was online. You can also use this approach as a showcase for other listings that you have. Now, the next step is to print out the home book or have it on your iPad so open house visitors can view it. When open house visitors ask for the report, you can either email them a copy of it. There are some companies that provide apps for this, or you can create a PDF that could be printed out. You can also send this to their cell phone. This means that they are giving you valid contact information because they have to do so in order to get the information. Be sure to follow up regularly with these leads that you've generated. The next seven items deal with web marketing. Tip number eight, listing syndication. The listing will appear on my personal website, my company's website, my MLS site, plus a minimum of at least 60 major real estate portals that include the tracking of how many people view their listing every single day. I will update my sellers regularly with the tracking results, preferably at least once a week. Tip number 9, I will also create a single property website that is lifestyle targeted. This will include detailed information about the property and the lifestyle in that area. This site would also use the property address as the URL. For example, 123 Main Street, Smithville.com. I would also employ niche marketing strategies to attract clients interested in this specific lifestyle in this specific location. Tip number 7, 24/7 3D open house. I would use one of the services such as those from UnitedLane.com or Obeo.com, that's Obeo.com, that allow website visitors to redecorate your listings online. Sellers not only have access to see the listings 24/7, they can decorate it in the colors and the finishes and the furniture that fits their personal taste. Tip number 11, provide a downloadable virtual tour of the property. Tip number 12, international web marketing. I would post my listings in at least 13 different languages by using a site called emobel.com. That's emobel.com, emobel.com. Many multiple listing services are already providing emobel as a tool to their members at no charge to you. Investigate whether this is available in your area, and if it's not, go ahead and order it because it's a way to stand out from the competition. Again, a key point is to make sure that you talk to your clients about this service. Tip number 13, automated showing feedback. After each showing, each buyer and their agent will receive a request to evaluate the property. Feedback is returned automatically to me. The seller is then updated as soon as the buyers or their agents respond to the request. Tip number 14, the property will be promoted as a featured listing on my site, as well as on the other main sites where this option is available. Items number 15 through 17 deal with the social media. Tip number 15, Facebook marketing. Property will post to Facebook Marketplace as well as to my subdivision-based Facebook business page. I will also check in regularly on Facebook Places and Foursquare whenever I do a showing, an open house, or meet with the sellers. Tip number 16, video marketing. In addition to the professionally shot video, I will shoot at least 2 fun videos illustrating either fun features of the property or what's fun about living in the area. These videos will be syndicated to at least 6 major video outlets such as YouTube, Vimeo, or Revver, and that's R-E-V-V-E-R.com. Tip number 17, your property will be translated through Emobel's Facebook application called RealBuzz. And what this app does is it translates the listing information on Facebook into the native language where the viewer is located. In other words, someone in Tokyo sees the listing information in Japanese, whereas someone in Mexico sees it in Spanish. This translation feature also allows me to chat with buyers via instant messaging in real time in the buyer's native language. So I could be speaking to someone to Japan and chatting with them in Japanese through this automatic translation tool. Needless to say, if you did all 17 of these steps, you would probably convert almost every listing appointment that you go on. You would also find it much easier to earn a full commission because people want this level of service. Finally, sellers who receive this level of service usually become raving fans. Be sure to obtain a video testimonial from them and to post it on your personal website, on YouTube, and on LinkedIn. Video testimonials coupled with a great list of marketing services will ensure that you'll be the agent who gets the listing over 90% of the time. Thanks for joining us for today's Listen and Learn Real Estate session called 17 Ways to Improve Your Listing Skills. Make it a great day.